I love days like this. I'm so excited, Dusty.
Mac, you
I can't wait.
96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco, Dusty Legas, Mac Morey. Mac, how you feeling today, dude?
Good,
you all right?
Mac.
You okay?
Like a sour burp in there and everything.
Yeah, you seem like maybe.
Are you on the camera in there? Is your camera working today, Mac?
You seem a little down.
Yeah, put your camera on.
Okay. Now do me a favor. Mac, do me a favor and go to my Twitter and read the last tweet I tweeted.
Go ahead. Read that out loud.
I want to make sure you're awake.
Yeah, you awake this morning? Because I know somebody said you busted into the bathroom and knocked the stall down. And then you come in here and you have a sour burp. And your heartburn. My heart is racing right now. Can you read the damn tweet that Dusty put up?
27 seconds ago.
Ah!
No. Wait, what? Is this real?
Oh, it is real.
No way.
And it is spectacular. Yeah. Good morning. Yes Mac there is very excited.
Yes. We knew you had died. We were sitting here. And we're like, Bob's like, I don't think he knows. Because, like, he went to the bat. So this, we'll connect all the dots. Welcome to Fesco in the Morning.
Oh,
breaking news.
Gosh.
The Chiefs have acquired or are acquiring wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins from the Tennessee Titans for a maybe later on day pick. So here's the story of our morning. Bob Fesco and Dusty Likens were sitting in this room. And Mac's kind of walking around. He's funneling with the cameras. And he looks a little disheveled. I go to Bob because he came up to me in the bullpen. He's like, hey, Hopkins to Kansas City. And I'm like, okay. Scratch the rundown. I go tell Mac. He goes through the double doors. He comes back. And I'm like, did you talk to him? He's like, wasn't in there. Sterling just said somebody went in there and bulldozed through the bathroom and left. And then you come in here and we're like looking at you, like waiting for you to be like, hey, did you guys hear? And I'm like, all right. And then you left. I looked at Bob. I said, he has no idea. I said, he has no clue. I was like, he has no idea. And then you go back in there and you have the burp and the heartburn look. And I'm like, you okay? And I'm like, Bobby has no idea. He's just got to stay off his computer. He's got to stay off his computer. And then we're like, how can we distract you? So we're speaking foreign language to you about the cameras.
I know you guys were taking me off about the cameras.
Like, we were just trying to distract you for the last 2 minutes.
What are you guys doing?
And then I'm like, and I have the tweet quoted because you sent out the show tweet. And it says, on 96.5 The Fan and The Fan 96.5, thoughts on Cooper Kupp to the Chiefs rumors.
Oh, my God.
Jay Binkley to talk college at 6:45.
Tell you what, Binkley's going to have some thoughts on DeAndre Hopkins today.
Max Pack and Bob's Bottom Feeders and more. And then I had a quote tweet and say, and new wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins coming to Kansas City. But I couldn't hit send. I had to listen to Herm Edwards.
Yeah.
And that's why I told Bob, I was like, we gotta get him there.
Oh,
and Bob's
God.
Over here. I'm not kidding you. Like, I'm not off my ass. I'm standing this entire time.
I'm sweating.
I hope this angle of this camera is not in an appropriate spot.
It's pretty great.
Okay. And Bob's like, you know, ducks on water where up top everything seems calm, but underneath those feet are going 100 miles an hour. Bob's just like, dude, we got to go. Sources are telling me this and telling me that. Offense might be different now, obviously.
Wow. I actually wanted to.
Oh,
that was fantastic.
I actually wanted to get started a little earlier today, but I know with the podcast and Lash, you know, the guy who fights the bear with the switch in college.
That's so great.
He's mad that he fights a bear with a switch. I mean, he's out there with the switchblade fighting bears in college. It's unbelievable. But anyway, so he was complaining the podcast doesn't start till 6, so we started 6. I wanted to start a little early today. But from what I'm being told, my sources, as I read my phone and I feel like an old man this morning, it looks like he's going to end up here. It's definitely trending that way per source. But also that they're probably going to end up giving only a day 3 pick up for Deshaun Watson. And Dusty and I were kind of counting the drafts. Okay, day 1 is the first round. Day 2 is second and third round. So you're talking somewhere between a fourth and a seventh round pick.
And Rappaport's
giving
got fifth
up for
pick.
A fifth round pick. Yep. Third day pick for Deshaun Watson. So it is trended that way. And I can tell you what, they're fired up.
Pick them up on your fantasy rosters.
Yeah. Well, pick them up on your fantasy roster because now they've got somebody, you know, in the game that they can rely on from a veteran standpoint. They've got, you know, Rashee Rice, obviously, is not part of the equation right now. We'll get into this as the day goes along. There is very much copious amounts of optimism that Hollywood Brown will be back in December now for this team. And so you start to think about what could be happening later in the year. But with DeAndre Hopkins, you're getting experience. He can play against zone defense. I know a lot of people people out there that matters to them and whatnot. From the people that I've talked to this morning, they like him against the zone defense, and they really think this is a guy that you can trust, obviously, at 32 years old, but more importantly, that red zone presence. He's really good in the red zone, so I think the Chiefs are going to be very excited about that. To have a guy that can finally score, you know, from a pass-catching standpoint inside the 20-yard line, and it goes to show you, man, you covet something for 5 years. You're bound to get it, baby. Let's go. DeAndre Hopkins, 5 years ago, everybody wanted in Kansas City, and now we got DeAndre Hopkins, and he has no contract, you know, to deal with at the end of this season, which is the most important thing of all time. What does it say on there?
It says Mac looks shook, and someone screenshotted the moment he found out about Hopkins.
Yeah, it's all over the Twitter, but the good news is with this pickup is that there's nothing that the Chiefs are owing DeAndre Hopkins after this season, and that is very, very important to the organization, because as we were going to go through the Cooper Kupp saga today and where that was, one of the biggest holdups and one of the biggest deterrents really with Cooper Kupp is that they were going to be on the hook for another $20 million next year. And look, the Rams floated that rumor out there. We'll just call it what it is. That there was no conversation between the Chiefs and the Rams. The Rams floated all of that information out there to try to get the wheels moving on Cooper Kupp. And I thought it was really funny yesterday listening and watching and seeing what some of these folks were saying about, you know, Cooper Kupp and asking him, you know, people are calling about you. No, the Rams are calling everybody else about Cooper Kupp because they want to unload that salary and move that thing forward and move that player out so they can change things up a little bit. So the Rams were calling everybody and their brother yesterday about Cooper Kupp. And as of last night, I was told the Chiefs hadn't even talked to the Rams about Cooper Kupp because of what the compensation would have been on the front end. They were looking for like a second or third round draft pick. And then you would have owed them $20 million next year. And that would have depleted a lot of things that they wanted to do in the offseason. So they went a different route. And as Brett Veach always does, magically pulling that ace out of his sleeve and going out there and getting DeAndre Hopkins for, what do we say, a day three pick, a fifth round pick, or whatever it is.
Could turn into a fourth.
That means if, you know, you got incentives and all that nonsense, and, you know, DeAndre Hopkins does his thing, and if the Chiefs win a third Super Bowl, I don't think Brett Veach is going to care if this goes to a fourth round draft pick. But you get to basically keep all of your good draft picks together, because there's a lot of free agents that are going to be on this roster next year, from Trey Smith to Bolton to, you know, it's time now to start talking about Karlaftis and Trent McDuffie. They're eligible now to start being in that conversation of getting paid. Ooh. You want to have money for those guys. Justin Reed coming up on free agency as well. Is that a guy that you're going to look to re-sign? And if you would have brought Cooper Kupp in here with that $20 million hit, it really would have hampered
what
you could
do. Who were the guys you were saying needed contracts?
Trey Smith, Bolton, Justin Reed, and Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis can now have conversations about their contract once this season is over, because they're going into that fourth year, you know, of play. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can pick up that fifth year option, but I guess that's like the franchise tag this day and age. You don't want to pick up the fifth year option. You want to get somebody extended long term. Mm-hmm. And look, let's call it what it is. Karlaftis and McDuffie have earned long term contracts here in Kansas City, right? Like, I don't think there's any debate on that. So you've got basically five guys that are on your roster that you truly value that are going to be free agents, allegedly, potentially, allegedly is the bad word, but potentially after this season. You want to keep as much money funneling to them instead of, you know, spending $20 million on Cooper Kupp. And if you would have gotten Cooper Kupp, then free agency would have been, to steal a term, a blank space for the Chiefs this offseason. So they made the right move with DeAndre Hopkins, banged up a little bit, 32 years old, but that's a veteran presence. Temper your expectation too. That's the thing. Like, I'm looking at his numbers right now, and Dusty are like, how many people already picked this guy up? I don't think he has 200 yards receiving yet on the season. So you temper your expectations a little bit. Just count on DeAndre Hopkins for me to be a Sammy Watkins type of player, where he's going to come in and he's going to be that reliable guy. Patrick's going to scan the field 10 or 15 times on each play. And then when he needs that outlet, DeAndre Hopkins is going to be that guy and kind of be that Sammy Watkins guy for you, that outlet. It's 3rd and 7. He picks up 8. It's 3rd and 9. He picks up 11. You're inside the red zone. You get a touchdown. You get a guy that you can count on and rely upon. And to me, that's ultimately where we are right now. That's why MVS wasn't brought in. Patrick Mahomes can't rely on that guy to do anything. DeAndre Hopkins Hopkins is a guy who's got veteran presence, who everybody knows, a guy who's been there, a guy who's done that, a guy that you can truly rely on. And that's what this offense needs to go along with number 87 out there as well. Now you've got two guys that you can truly rely on, and then December comes along, and the optimism is abound, as they like to say, of getting Hollywood Brown back in December as well. So things are good in Kansas City, baby. Let's go.
Woo!
Yeah, Ian Rappaport, all those people, everybody tweeting it. Ian Rappaport tweeted earlier, says DeAndre Hopkins is being traded to Kansas City in exchange for a fifth rounder that can get to a fourth rounder. Deal is being finalized. A key veteran who would be the final piece. Hopkins' name has been hot in the trade market. Now he lands with the champs.
Oh, also another big move today. Kamara and the Saints agree on a 2-year extension too. Why would you re-sign with that team?
Get that money and guarantee it. Whew. Who cares at that point? Just get his money, I guess, is what he's saying.
Were they talking about trading him on Monday?
Yeah.
Right? Like, literally.
Yeah.
Kai Kamara re-signing with the Saints. Way to go.
DeAndre Hopkins' last game was last Sunday against Buffalo. He had one catch for -2 yards.
But he's also going from Will Levis to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, right? Bottom three offense to one of the best.
Yeah, his two games after that, more probably what you're expecting. Versus Indianapolis on October 13th, he had 4 receptions for 54 yards.
That's a good day.
Against Miami, he had 2 for 31. And then against Green Bay, he had the type of game I think that you can expect from him here more often than not.
Right.
He had 6 for 73, and he had a touchdown in that game against Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's all with Will Levis. That's in that Tennessee system that is 1-5 or 1-6, something like 1-5. Probably soon to be heard about in the bottom feeders. And the things that we can discuss on the other side as well, because this will continue to move out throughout the day.
And we can take your phone calls, too, on it, man.
Yeah, 913-586-7965. News of the day, DeAndre Hopkins traded to the Kansas City Chiefs for a day 3 pick for a fifth that could be turned into a fourth-round pick in Kansas City. So will he play in Vegas? I would assume so.
Oh, God, yes.
But one thing I do want to bring up is the same thing we brought up with Cooper Kupp. Can he stay healthy, which is vital in this system? Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. Breaking news today, DeAndre Hopkins has joined your Kansas City Chiefs as the new addition to wide receiver in this offense with one Patrick Mahomes, and you can hear that offense here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Back in on 96.5 The Fan, your home for breaking news for Kansas City sports. If you've missed it or you just took that first yawn in the morning in your car, like, God, I hate Wednesdays.
Or you're just like thinking, did I really hear that?
Yeah. breaking news out of the NFL world, DeAndre Hopkins traded to the Kansas City Chiefs from the Tennessee Titans for a fifth, could be fourth round pick. Sources all over it. Ian Rapoport, Adam Schefter. It's actually their name, so it's official. But yes, DeAndre Hopkins is a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. We go to the text line.
Oh, God.
Where we can only go. Because I love, literally love, not loathe, love the text line. I feel like they are part of my people, part of my family. Whether some of these people like me or not, it is what it is. I don't.
We all have weirdos in our family, I guess, huh? From no offense, text line, but when you hear some of these, you'll understand.
From the 913. Guys, way too early for this energy. Shh. Okay. Like, literally spilled out shh with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 H's.
If you want quiet, there's an AM station for you. I mean,
another one. Holy bleeping F, you guys. Then another one. I mean, fresh off the press, right out of the breaking news cycle, from the speaker to the phone to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, sponsored by the group that you just heard Bob talk to you about, Jay Southland Tow. He's old and washed. It's not that serious.
Okay. He's probably the same guy that is complaining that they didn't do anything. Have you seen that meme on the X, formerly Twitter, with like the guy with the stick poking the thing and says, do something, right?
Yes,
like
yes.
That's that guy. That's that guy. Do something. Okay, they did something. Well, that's not good
it's
enough.
Not do something again.
Do something else. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the guy that they got. As we've laid out for you and gave you the background on everything and how this came down in the first segment, I don't have a problem repeating it over and over again this morning because a lot of people are coming on board. They're tuning in. They're tuning out. The Chiefs this morning acquired DeAndre Hopkins. They got him for a fifth-round draft pick. The organization is very excited. They're going to utilize him in the red zone. He's going to be a reliable guy, a veteran type of player. There's no contract due after this season, so they didn't have to give up a whole lot in acquisition costs to get him, which if you're Brett Veach, why do you want to trade your draft picks, right? How valuable have draft picks been for Brett Veach here in Kansas City? The guy's cashed in like a king's ransom on draft picks around this town. So you didn't have to give up a whole lot for DeAndre Hopkins. Cooper Kupp would have acquired him for, they were talking like a second round draft pick. Nobody's giving up a second round draft pick for Cooper Kupp because the Rams continue to float that information out there. And then you would have to pay Cooper Kupp $20 million next year with the free agencies of Justin Reed and Nick Bolton and Trey Smith. And then the fourth year coming due of Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis when you start talking with them about new contracts. And so if you went out and got Cooper Kupp, you would have given up a valuable draft pick that was way too high for Cooper Kupp. You would have owed him $20 million next year, and then that would have impacted re-signing your own players who, quite honestly, all five of those guys that I mentioned are better at what they do than what Cooper Kupp is at wide receiver in the NFL.
I'm not here to decide who's better or worse or like what it means. I'm here to like let people know what the Chiefs did, because a lot of people are like, weren't you guys the ones saying you didn't want Hopkins? First off, let's not get words out of our mouth. Hopkins was not high on my list.
Right. He was not number one on my list.
And I'll be honest with you, because I will always come clean. But I will say this to you. Darius Slayton, Deontay Johnson were the two on my top of my list.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. Those guys are still available. I'm not saying the Chiefs are done, because now the text line just flooded with, what if he gets hurt? What if he gets hurt? Well, he probably doesn't play.
Well, look, you can say what if he gets hurt about everybody in this league.
And that was my concern. Like, if I'm being real, like, that was my concern, because they had said something, or we heard like some sort of report.
His knee was banged up, right? Slight
MCL thing, and that he was playing through the injury.
Right.
There's two things that go into that. Yes, there is probably a chance he can get hurt. That's fair. He was not a guy that I was super high on the list, but he's a move the Chiefs have made that where you can't have both sides of it. People that were super negative, like, are they going to make a move? Buffalo did. The Jets did. What are the Chiefs going to? Their receivers are hurt. They need to do something. They did something. They went and got a big name.
Yeah.
They made a big splash. Now, the other thing about it is, I don't think Brett Veach, who values trade picks, would do this with them if he didn't think that there was a good chance he could play through this injury.
Right.
Right. And that's where I'm kind of at on the line of this, because one thing I can fully tell you that I can admit is that whatever Brett Veach does, I support.
Well,
because there's three trophies that suggest that.
Yeah, that's where I look at it. Like the text line doubting Brett Veach, right? Who are you to doubt a man who's constructed three Super Bowl winners in 5 years here in Kansas City and is on the precipice of getting another Super Bowl trophy and becoming the first organization in NFL history to three-peat, right? Who are we to sit there and go, oh, this isn't a good move? Like, I love the passion that some folks have. But I also have to tell you to step back a little bit, because if you can find a move out there other than Breland Speaks that bothers you about Brett Veach, bring it to the party, because this guy is basically batting 1,000 when it comes to making moves and trades and whatnot for this organization. Some work out obviously better than others. Some don't work out. It happens in every organization. But Brett Veach is a guy that is sitting on top of the mountain right now looking down at everybody else, and 99% of his moves work here in Kansas City. And so this isn't one where you're looking at DeAndre Hopkins coming in and having to be your number one offensive weapon for the next 5 years. You're looking at DeAndre Hopkins on the 23rd day of October, and you're saying to him, can you get me through two more months of the regular season and one more month of the postseason? That's all we're asking DeAndre Hopkins to do. And then at the end of the season, much like a lot of these guys that have been in-season acquisitions, you say, see you later, the guy who played for the Ravens that came in here and played defensive line for a hot minute. And, you know, we've seen these guys come across the board a lot. You come in midseason, you play a little bit, and you move on. No harm, no foul. Mm-hmm. And if you win that third Super Bowl, nobody's going to be caring about the fifth or the potential fourth round pick that you gave up for DeAndre Hopkins. This is more about getting somebody in here that can be reliable for Patrick Mahomes, give somebody that can take some pressure off of the tight end right now, and give you somebody that can score in the red zone. This is a guy that's capable of doing doing all of those things. And that's why he was a guy that was acquired today by the Kansas City Chiefs. You're not asking him to go out there and go for, you know, 1,500 yards. You're not asking him to go out there and score 17 touchdowns. You're asking him to be a reliable piece to a puzzle that has other weapons in it. And again, we have a really pretty good running game right now. Pacheco is going to come back. Hollywood Brown, they're anticipating in December coming back. All of a sudden, for the stretch run of the season, December and January, you could get Pacheco back, Hollywood Brown back, and now you have DeAndre Hopkins into that mix. Who's telling you no? Who doesn't like those options that are there? And oh, by the way, Travis Kelce comes alive in the postseason as well, too. So we've got ourselves a good thing going on right now. I guess I don't understand the loathing and the self-pity that some people on the text line have. He wasn't our number one choice. No, but he's still a good choice and makes you better and gives you something you did not have. And for me, that's a win.
I'll tell you this. I'd rather have DeAndre Hopkins on one leg than Sky Moore.
Oh, God, yeah. Right, yeah.
I'm sorry that's a shot at Sky Moore. I apologize to the Lord himself for saying that negativity on that man. But I will tell you this, people that are against this or are already in the negative mindset, like he'll probably just get hurt, I really am interested to watch a Chiefs game with you. I would love to watch.
No, I wouldn't. That's the negative guy. Nuts. Yeah, that's the negative guy we talked about yesterday.
But I tell you,
being a Chiefs fan, how can you be negative?
Especially, I just don't understand it. Like, I'm super confused, which that's not what it's about. But no, breaking news, DeAndre Hopkins, not Deshaun Watson. Is a Kansas City Chief. I think he was so excited he dropped a different name.
Did I say Deshaun Watson?
Twice.
Oh, I did?
DeAndre Hopkins comes to Kansas City. Somebody did say finally Mahomes has his 6'4 target. He's 6'1.
Yeah, so, he plays like he's 6'4.
But plays, yes. You know, and got big hands.
Huge hands.
He's big hog, which means leadership. And Patrick Mahomes has a veteran wide receiver. And again, like, here's the thing. What do you want to guess? Maybe on average 6-7 targets a game?
Yeah, I think that could be a little much. I'm thinking
I think that's a good sweet spot.
Yeah, I guess. Yes, targets you said, not receptions. I would say what he did last game, 4 for 54 and a touchdown.
Well, last game it was 1 for -2. But before that.
Like, and again, this guy for the last couple of years of his career has played with Levi's. He's played with Kyler Murray. He's played with some really dog quarterbacks out there. Now he gets the opportunity to play with Patrick Mahomes, right? And I always get excited about that kind of stuff. Like when a receiver goes from ass to Mahomes, it drastically changes what they do as well, because the ass quarterbacks can't get the ball to the receiver. Now you got Patrick Mahomes, who knows how to throw an oblong ball in a spiral and hit somebody between the numbers. He's not running for his life like the other quarterbacks that DeAndre Hopkins had. So I'm excited about the potential with this. I think it's really cool that this organization that's won 2 Super Bowls in a row isn't sitting back and going, well, we've won 2 in a row, you know, whatever happens. Again, it goes back to what I've been telling you since July. And whenever the schedule came out, the main goal for this team is at all costs go out there and win that 3rd straight Super Bowl and three-peat and put themselves in a different type of stratosphere than everybody else. And that's a move today showing you they are committed. Like, as a Chiefs fan this morning, getting this news about DeAndre Hopkins should make you so effing happy to get out there and get Hump Day going and get Wednesday going, like give you a pep in your step for the rest of the week. We all suffer the midweek lulls, right? Dusty was going through a little bit yesterday on Tuesday. A lot of people like, oh, Wednesday, just get me over the hump till Thursday. I woke up this morning thinking it was Thursday, realizing it was Wednesday, going, oh, it's only Wednesday. And then DeAndre Hopkins falls into our lap, and I'm like, sweet! The NFL week is starting off great here in Kansas City. We got a guy that we can rely on in the red zone. Take some pressure off of 87. Be a guy that can be a Sammy Watkins type receiver, and we owe him nothing at the end of the season, and we have to give up a 5th-round draft pick. Let's go, baby! This is a good day to be a Chiefs fan.
Diana Rossini, who might have somebody wrong from the Kansas City Chiefs, given her information, but this is right. According to her, the Rams and the Chiefs discussed Cooper Kupp, but the Super Bowl champs needed to trade with a team that was willing to take on a large chunk of the salary and didn't want to give up high picks.
That's exactly right.
Tennessee is the team willing to play ball.
Correct. Which is what we, I don't know if I tweeted that out yesterday, but unless the Rams were willing to eat a whole lot of dough and take a lesser draft pick, the Chiefs weren't parting with him, because with all of these guys that are up now at the end of the season, your Trey Smiths, your Nick Bolton, your Justin Reed, and then Karloftis and McDuffie, I hate to break the news to you right now. don't expect a lot of spending in free agency this year. The draft is going to be free agency for the Chiefs this year because they have those five guys that are available to be paid. And I would rather sign all of those guys to contracts than wait around in free agency. So when March 17th rolls around and the Chiefs don't sign anybody from outside the organization but keep all of their guys locked up here in Kansas City and then use the draft as their free agency, that's the expectation this offseason. I'm just laying that out there right now. So when October 18th or March 18th rolls around and somebody signs some half-ass quarterback to too much money, don't lose your mind because the Chiefs free agency this year, because of the guys that they have due, are going to be the guys that they prioritize, and then the draft is going to be used as that free agency for the Chiefs this year.
Albert Breer says the Chiefs and Titans are still working out the details of the DeAndre Hopkins trade. Not fully done yet. Likely will have condition tied to playing time in Kansas City winning the Super Bowl again to take the pick from a fifth to a fourth, with Tennessee picking up about half of his salary. How does it make you feel?
That's great they're picking up half the salary because as the salary cap is a myth, cash is a real deal.
Yeah.
And so you can get somebody else to strike a check for you. More important, go ahead and do that. Something the Rams were not willing to do with Cooper Kupp. And it makes a big difference. It makes a huge difference when you're giving somebody a player and you say, yeah, we'll eat some of this money in order to move him on. That's a big relief, a big, big cash relief for the organization as well. And that's a good thing because it keeps more cash on hand to go out and sign Karlaftis or Trent McDuffie or Justin Reed or Nick Bolton or Trey Smith or whoever you want to sign that's currently, you know, without a contract after this season. You go out and you can take care of business. This is a good day for the Chiefs. What a great move by Brett Veach, honestly. Like, to get a fifth-round draft pick and to get Tennessee to eat money for a proven wide receiver that you only need for basically 2.5 months, let's roll, baby. Let's do this.
Yeah, for a proven five-time Pro Bowl receiver who, in my opinion, is still a top 20 guy in this league, and I know a lot of eyes widen when they hear that. This is a guy who had over 700 yards in 9 games played just two years ago. He had over 1,000 yards on a bottom three Tennessee Titans offense with Will Levis, a broken Ryan Tannehill, Malik Willis. He had over 1,000 yards with that offense. By the way, for the text line freaking out about him, the injuries, he's played less than 15 games twice in his career. One of those seasons was because of a suspension. This is a guy who plays through injury.
Hasn't played 15 this year, though.
Yeah, hasn't quite played 15 games right. You're right, this year. I know. So sad. But Hopkins is a guy who's going to get open quickly. He's going to know the offense. He knows how to sit into his zone. Great hands. As you guys know, this was like my number one pick.
Yeah, you wanted him all along. Yeah. So here's how it works, okay, with this. Like, we're excited about it. You know who else is going to be excited about this? Those cats in that locker room right now. You don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to bounce in there today like a little kid on Christmas morning? Hey, we got DeAndre Hopkins. That adds to them, right? That gives them an extra added boost of adrenaline. And when DeAndre Hopkins walks into that locker room, all those NFL players are going to look around and go, that's DeAndre Hopkins. Like, they know who that guy is. They know what he's capable of doing. They know his track record. They know that they can rely on DeAndre Hopkins. There's no wondering, or who's this guy from the Carolina practice squad we got? You know, like, this is a legitimate player that's being added into this offense, a legitimate playmaker that can go out there and get the job done at a high level and has shown that he has the track record to do so. And again, give me 2.5 months. That's all we need. I hate the injury conversation at times. Oh, he could get hurt. We talked about the injury this week, and I'm like, it's not my number one choice because of the injury type stuff. But every player on every play in every NFL game is susceptible to injury. That's just the way the league is right now.
Yeah.
And always has been, I guess you could say.
If you missed it, DeAndre Hopkins traded from Tennessee to Kansas City. Fifth-round pick, could become a fourth. How does it make you feel? 913-586-7965. Melvin, you've been on the line for a while, so go ahead, man. You're on the air.
Hey, Dusty. Hey, Bob. Look, I understand that nowadays these podcasts, everybody needs content. But I know Dorsey was the one that drafted Mahomes, but from all indications, Veach was the deciding factor in that. And once Veach made that decision to draft Patrick Mahomes over a two-time defending national college champion, Deshaun Watson, look at that decision now. We're 3 Super Bowls in. Deshaun had all those incidents off the field. So everybody needs to calm down and have faith in these boys. We all are just armchair quarterbacks. This is what they do for a living.
Yeah, you're right. Preach it.
Andy Reid is a 10-time championship game coach, maybe 11. So we need to calm down and have belief in them because I've been a fan since 67. I remember the first Super Bowl. I waited 50 years for this. And if I, and plus Dusty, you might know me from, your after hours program. I was the blind man. I was contacting, I was texting
That's right.
you all the time.
Oh yeah.
But we need to just calm down and have faith in the four-time Super Bowl champion Chiefs. We're going for three in a row, but don't forget, we already have four championships, and these boys are the best in the business. Thanks for taking my call.
Melvin, you're 100% right on this, man. Like, we're not talking about Scott Pioli making a move here. We're not talking about Todd Haley making a move here. We're talking about Brett effing Veach making a move here, who's done nothing but win super effing bowls. So I'm with Melvin on this one. These guys got a track record. This isn't Joe Shane making a move. This is a legitimate general manager and head coach making the move. And if Andy didn't think this was the right thing to do, Andy ain't allowing Brett to do it.
It's not anything except three simple things for me today what this does. It lets me know how damn serious the Chiefs are, not only at an undefeated season possibly, but a three-peat.
Right.
Three-peat number one. So three-peats, how serious they are. They went and made a move. Number two, they realize the writing on the wall. Like, they realize that they were injured and injured bad.
Yeah.
Three, you got a guy that fits in this offense perfect. Like, this is Rashee Rice. This is Juju Smith-Schuster. This is who this
guy is. Juju's probably going to be out longer than expected, too, now.
Fine. He'll go on the IR and miss four games because he'll have to. But this is the guy that you're not going to. You have Xavier Worthy for the guy that everybody wants to see come back to Kansas City, which was Tyreek Hill, who I think a lot of people miss that type of offense. But this is the guy that is the six-yard dig route to the outside, plant, turn, catch, first down. This is the guy, third and four, AFC championship game against Baltimore, and you need a big first down, DeAndre Hopkins. This isn't the guy that's going to go out there. Now, could he do what Juju did that one game? 8 for 7 for 130? Possibly. Is that your expectation? If it is, I mean, God bless you. I love your tenacity. But this is the guy that is, you know, 4 or 5 catches a game on 6 or 7 targets a game, and he's going to have anywhere from 40 to 70 yards, maybe a big touchdown in the red zone, also helps your red zone. And so far, the moves that they've made, Kareem Hunt coming to this team, has ended and solidified one of their problems, which is scoring the ball in the red zone close on the goal line. Kareem Hunt had 2 touchdowns last week, could have 3. DeAndre Hopkins is that guy, 6'1", sure hands, some of the surest hands in the league. Is he a little banged up? Sure he is.
So is everybody at this point in the season, though, too.
You know? Sure, but something had to have been done in order for Veach to bring him into Kansas City. So you get your sure guy that Mahomes loves to have, the 6'1", trusted hands. Your team made a move when they needed to make a move because everybody and everyone, I know for a fact, when they saw Juju go down in that game last week, they said, all right, you got to go get somebody. Now, maybe there were some people out there who was like, just run 3 tight end sets and run it with Kareem Hunt and do all that. Realistically, everybody was like, they got to do something. And they did.
And they did.
And they're showing you how serious they are. And I know that doesn't take a lot, but they are serious. And they do want to get this three-peat. And they know what this season means. And we're 2 weeks away from the trade deadline from yesterday. And they made a move today. And who says they're done?
No. And that's the other thing. They may not be done. They will probably continue on and try to figure out more ways to upgrade this roster. And when this is all said and done, I think we're going to look back and go, how important of an addition was DeAndre Hopkins to this offense? Like, you know, people lose their minds over what happens in March, but it's these moves that are made during the season that upgrade your roster. The Kareem Hunt addition, the DeAndre Hopkins addition right now, the Mike Pinnell addition. I always go back to that. A big, big, big in-season addition the first time that they won the Super Bowl, how big he played for them along the defensive line. There are guys that are added in every year that turn out being huge difference makers for this organization. And that shows you really, to me, the tenacity and really the ability of Brett Veach as a general manager is that you're always looking to get better. It's not easy to get better during the season in the NFL. You got to wait for other teams to admit they suck and fall out and be willing to eat money and all this kind of stuff. And to be able to pick up a player of this magnitude, to be able to pick up a player with this kind of name, with this kind of street cred, is very important at this part of the season, because now the players inside that locker room, they're a lot like us. They now believe even more than what they were believing in. Even at 6-0, there's been a lot of debate from a lot of nitwits out there talking about other teams being better and all this kind of stuff. The Chiefs are sitting here at 6-0. Now they go out and DeAndre Hopkins adds into the mix. They're feeling good about themselves. Patrick Mahomes is feeling good. The offensive coordinator and head coach are feeling good right now. The GM is feeling good right now. We should all be feeling pretty good right now. It is a very, very nice piece. But again, you've got to keep your priorities in line. If you think DeAndre Hopkins is going to come in here and be a buck 20 receiver and two touchdowns every game, your expectation will never be met. It will absolutely 100% not be met. But if you have the expectation of him being a reliable guy like Sammy Watkins and make plays like Sammy Watkins made, then your expectation will be met, and that's what this team needs right now.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
On the 660, dig routes are in breakers, not outs. My bad.
I'm sorry, what?
Dig routes are in breakers, not outs.
I don't care.
Sorry.
Thanks, Coach.
Hunter, good take us to break. Go ahead. You're on the air, Hunter. Go ahead.
Dusty, what's going on, guys? Yeah, I love the move. It's such a low draft pick cost. I mean, we're not picking up Kadarius Toney, right? This is a certified wide receiver for a low cost. And it's not Juju Smith-Schuster, who just can't stay healthy. And it's not Cooper Kupp, who's just a bag of bones. This is a certified wide receiver, as you guys said, who has played consistently throughout each of the seasons. So I think it's a pretty easy move to make, and I think it makes complete sense. We have to trust that Brett Veach.
Absolutely. And to sit there and think about not trusting Brett Veach makes my mind hurt. Like, my brain is in pain when I hear people not trusting Brett Veach. This isn't Scott Pioli.
All right. That's Bob Fesco. I'm Dusty Likens. That's Mac Morey. We're all excited. Your team did something today that shows that they're serious, and they brought in a big name that could be a big target for Patrick Mahomes. You can hear all of that action, the Chiefs, on Sunday at 325 in Vegas, right here on 96.5 The Fan. It is your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Gann Asphalt and Concrete, online at GannAsphalt.com. Missouri side 71 northbound, pretty heavy already from 87th Street up towards 75th Street. It looks like there's a problem before 75th, adding to your usual delays. Looking to transform your business's property, noticing crumbling curbs, uneven sidewalks, parking lot potholes, or faded striping? Gann Asphalt and Concrete makes your project a streamlined process with one contractor, all things parking lot. Gann Asphalt and Concrete, online at GannAsphalt.com. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
Well, we're living here in Brett Veach town. Without him, Patrick is not around. Out at Arrowhead, they're winning games, throwing touchdowns, holding parades. And Travis is catching the ball, dropping dimes to Tyreek
DeAndre
and
Moore.
And our sacks are coming from Chris Jones. Ty's making plays, we need more parades. And we're living here in Brett Veach town. Living here in Brett Veach town.
This has got potential, buddy.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty here. Jay Binkley joining us in just a few seconds. I want to get to more negativity. Maybe not negativity. I'm not going to say that. Not negativity. But from the text line, having a good conversation, constructive one. But it said right away from the 816, why the F do you guys not think he can't get 100 yards? I'm sick of y'all expecting less because you're afraid to be wrong. I responded and said, well, I said, look for him to have about 5 to 6 targets and anywhere from 40 to 70 yards a game, because that's what this team needs. And that's, you know, what I think he can do. And he could eventually sometime go off for 100. Juju Smith-Schuster did. Yeah, sure he could.
Right.
Followed up text. You both have said you expect 4 to 5 targets for 40 to 50 yards. When has he ever been that? I said, this year.
This year.
And then he says, you're killing me, D-man. So it's not a super serious conversation. And then I said, well, last year he played 16 games and he had 100 yards 3 times. He averaged 6 catches for 62 yards last season, for what it's worth. Then, for what it's worth, you guys started this segment several, all caps, times by saying he's going from Kyler to Levis to Mahomes. Must have been a fake opening. I said, yeah, he actually has a chance now to have 6 catches for 60 yards. Now with Mahomes, Levis has only had 1 good game with him this year.
And you start to look around the league. Ja'Marr Chase has 200-yard games this year, and Justin Jefferson has 1. But setting the expectation level, I think, is very important so you don't think the trade is a bust. We were at the Olathe East Tennis Banquet last night, and I just want to give a shout-out to Coach Reynolds, who every student thanked and said was part of their favorite memory of the year, something related to Coach Reynolds. And he had every student come up and give like what their best memory was of the tennis season, and everything, and every student said, Coach Reynolds did this, or Coach Reynolds did this, and you start to realize the impact that Coach Reynolds having. And then at one point, Coach Reynolds chokes up last night and says, I don't know why I'm crying. I'm getting emotional. I really like this team, and started praising one of the girls on the team with the highest GPA. The highest GPA on the girls' tennis team at Olathe East is a 4.53 GPA. The reaction that the other tennis players had when they heard that was like, oh my God, all these other students, 4.53. I'm not setting that expectation for my daughter to get a 4.53, because that's unattainable. You set realistic expectations for guys, and when they overachieve and they do better than the expectation, then you feel good. But if you go in with the expectation that DeAndre Hopkins is going to be a 100-yard guy every single night and he doesn't do that, then you're going to have a feeling of like, I'm not getting anything out of this. But that's because you had the wrong expectation. Have the expectation that he's going to be a reliable receiver and give us a better opportunity to win a third straight Super Bowl.
That dude was high on something.
He was high on college football.
College football, they're throwing a Sean Thompson ball that they play. Knows college football better than his own family. College football, J.B.
Got to chawing, wearing them short, track style shorts.
I heard he almost played football in Nebraska.
He used to call Bobby Bowden and ask for football informational nuggets with barbecue sauce.
Jay knows more about high school football than you know about your family.
B-Dub.
Call Jay Binkley.
Call Bink.
That's right. Jay Binkley joins us now. Shout out to the old number fives.
There you go.
Brock and Watson. They're bringing us in. Binkley,
Watson, yes!
We had a whole show planned today. We had a bunch of questions for you. What is DeAndre Hopkins to... Well, actually, wait a minute. First off, did you hear Bailey Zappe went to the Cleveland Browns?
Yes, I did. But how about this?
Yep.
DeAndre Hopkins has a catch in every single game he's played. It's the longest active streak in the National Football League. It's like at 167 games right now.
Huh, so interesting.
No, it is, but here's the thing, too. He only has 1 drop this year. He had 4 drops last year. Before he got to Tennessee, there was a 3-year stretch of over 315 targets, and he had 3 drops. That is a 1% drop rate. What do the Chiefs need? A guy that can catch the football. And I know people are worried about the tear in the MCL and stuff like that. That's a 4 to 6 week recovery time. We're past that at this point. He would be playing if that was going to be effective, but he's a tough guy and he's going to tough it out through the season. They need him through February. Great move, Brett Beach.
Yeah, and it's a great move. You're right. And talking to some folks in the league this morning, Jay, about this move and what it means for the Chiefs, I had one NFL insider person in the league tell me, like, you mentioned the ability to catch the football, right? He doesn't drop the football. One of the things that I received back was excellent hands and trusted. And when you can have somebody with great hands that is trusted by his quarterbacks, it makes your job as that quarterback so much easier. I envision the type of player that we saw here in Kansas City with Sammy Watkins, the reliable guy that gets you eight when you need seven, can catch the ball in the red zone, get you a touchdown. Like, that's kind of how I envision DeAndre Hopkins in this mix. How do you see the Chiefs using him?
Yeah, I think that's going to be kind of it, especially with the middle, kind of take over some of that Rashee Rice type of deal. But let's not forget, too, you know, the Chiefs really need him in the postseason. They're going to get to the postseason. And by that time, he'll be acclimated to the offense. He's got 7 1,000-yard seasons. He will pick this offense up right away. I think it was a great move for the Chiefs. And, oh, by the way, expect Justin Ross to be activated this week. Just a little birdie may have told me something.
All right, Justin Ross, a little activity. Him for Raider week as well. Do you still hate the Raiders?
Oh, everybody does. Everybody does.
So it's still a big, big game for you, or is it kind of fizzled with Cincinnati and Buffalo and some of these other teams?
Well, yeah, I mean, you kind of look at the AFC as, you know, a grand scale picture now and think, all right, got to beat the Bengals, take L's. You know, you want the Ravens to take L's. But the Raiders are that historical rivalry. I think some of the back and forth that's gone on from the Chiefs and the Raiders circling the bus around, the way they, you know, acted like they'd won the Super Bowl last year by beating the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. Then, of course, the puppet thing this past deal. There's always a little bit of disdain for the Raiders, to put it that way.
Well, and I will tell you this, it's the perfect time to add DeAndre Hopkins, because I know this has been a circle game, as we've talked about, since the schedule come out, with the Chiefs wanting to go out there and pace the Raiders. And with some injuries, you're thinking, they may not be able to do it. But now DeAndre Hopkins gives you a little bit of bounce in your step and the ability to go out there and pace the Raiders like you want to do.
Yeah, no question about it. And who knows how much he can actually help them this week if he'll play. But I'll say this. The key is he will be with this team for the postseason. That's when the season begins, is the postseason. We need him. I remember Brett Veach, you know, talking, you know, back in the day when Sammy Watkins, like, this is why we got him. It wasn't during the regular season. He might miss a game here, that we need him in the postseason. And, you know, MVS was that guy. Didn't do anything during the regular season, but he needs certain guys in the postseason.
Binkley, enjoy my Colorado Buffaloes beating the Cincinnati Bearcats this weekend on the road. So hopefully we can continue that thing going forward.
Man, this team's legit. The way they went down that defense, the way they played at Arizona, shutting down that offense that they have, and the best, really, arguably the best wide receiver in the country, Tedrell McMillan, and really what they did to Arizona. And that's without Travis Hunter playing most of that game, and Jimmy Horn that left that game as well. What Deion Sanders is doing there, I mean, this is a far different team. Like I've been saying all year, this defense is much different than that defense that was giving up a touchdown every time they went on the field. Much, much different.
Bigley, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the football news of today, and we will talk to you next Wednesday.
All right, fellas.
Jay Binkley there, our good buddy. Coming up on the other side, Offensive Player of the Year in the league, and for your Kansas City Chiefs so far at this 6-0 start. Again, breaking news, DeAndre Hopkins traded from Tennessee to the Kansas City Chiefs. Today, this morning, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.